Welcome to our Thursday night prayer meeting at the church at Gun Hill. Let's pray together. Lord, we thank you for your goodness to us and for providing all our needs. And thank you, Lord, for watching over us as we live in these difficult times. We do pray that you will protect us and watch over us as we seem to be in perilous times, and where situations go from bad to worse. Lord, we lift up again before you those of our fellowship who have need of your healing touch. We think especially of Rose at this moment, who is not very well, and much of her time is spent on her own. Lord, heal her body, and may she know your presence with her, day by day, moment by moment, and that your fullness of joy, the joy that you give, will be her portion, Lord. We continue to pray for Sheila Barr and Sheila Mara, that they may know your presence with them, in Jesus' name. And Lord, we lift up before you tonight again Tom and Jean, and may Tom know freedom from all pain, Lord. Heal him, we pray. And Lord, tonight I lift up before you Norman's son-in-law, Andy, Bernetta's husband, who has recently had a seizure and is now in Basildon Hospital. Lord, heal him. Lord, heal him, Lord. And let him know that, Lord, you care for him, Lord. May he know you and come to know you as not only the one who heals, but who saves and gives eternal life. Oh, thank you, Lord. Lord, things seem to be getting increasingly difficult in our country at the moment. And we pray that you will guide us and protect us in these times. We pray that you will bring our country out of this coronavirus situation. And Lord, restore us to our church fellowship, that we may function again properly as your church, that we may meet in full fellowship, praise and worship, and knowing the mighty anointing of your Holy Spirit, that we might engage again in open-air work. And Lord, let us see a noticeable increase in our fellowship, Lord. Build us up, that there might be a mighty restoration of all that we have missed over the last 9 months. Oh Lord, anoint us mightily, fill us mightily with your Holy Spirit. Empower us to move in the gift of your Holy Spirit, to preach and to proclaim the gospel of salvation in mighty power and with signs following the preaching of the word. And may we manifest all the ninefold aspects of the fruit of the Spirit, Lord. Restore to those who feel down and disheartened all peace and joy in believing. May we see many souls being saved in the coming new year. While it seems as if this year has been one of being under attack, may we know in the coming new year victory over all the attacks of the enemy, victory in seeing the salvation of souls, and triumph over all the wiles of the enemy. Oh Lord, move in your people, move in our fellowship, Lord, move by the power of your Holy Spirit in men and women who are yielded to you, Lord. May there be a mighty moving in the power of your Holy Spirit to see souls saved, people healed, and your name glorified. In Jesus' name. O Lord, we pray for a mighty move of your Holy Spirit in our land, and especially in our own area, seeing souls saved as we point men and women to Calvary, to the cross, to a Saviour who died for their sins and rose again that they might have life in all its fullness. O Lord, we're looking forward to great things being done in the name of Jesus and in the power of your Holy Spirit in 2021. Lord, be with us. Guide us and direct us, Lord. Give us that vision, Lord, for mighty things to glorify your name in 2021. Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. Now it's your turn to pray. And when you've finished, then click on the button for the closing prayer.